it's hard to, if you say I have lupus or I have rheumatoid arthritis, then one can Google rheumatoid arthritis and say, okay, within some degree of understanding, I understand what rheumatoid arthritis. What happens if you Google the word autoimmune disease? What comes up?
Well, if you Google autoimmune disease, you actually could pull up a lot of information from wellness websites that are talking about certain diet that you ought to follow if you have an autoimmune disease process. That's some of the top content that I've pulled up online.
Did you try those diets?
Not really. No. Well, in the back of my mind, maybe I think I should, but to go through something like that for a long time without knowing if it would really help me would be miserable for me.
Because they're advertised content. It's not. But these diets have not been proven effective. But if a patient figures out that there is something that they're eating that is making them not feel well, that's probably the best sign that the diet will help. So there are antigen elimination diets in which there are foods that for a particular individual make that individual feel poorly. Believe it or not, my spouse doesn't like chocolate, and if she eats chocolate, it makes her feel terrible. So there are real individual foods that make people feel poorly. But to be put on a diet as the first thing that comes up under autoimmunity is not really what you were looking for.
Right.
You were looking for, how do I deal with what's going on with me?
Yeah. And truthfully, I've probably done a lot of searching online of information about autoimmune disease and how to deal with it that really couldn't be answered by the internet or even maybe by a doctor. Things that I've just had to learn on my own.
Such as? Give us some examples.
Okay. It's only been a year that I've been dealing with this, and it's been helpful for me to realize that I shouldn't put so much thought into how am I going to be feeling tomorrow, or what is my health going to be like in a month? What's my health going to be like a year from now? Trying to predict or trying to plan what I'll be feeling like.
It's a beautiful sunny day today. You better enjoy that day.
Exactly.
It really does cause one to enjoy the times when one feels well and make the most out of that interval of time.
Definitely.
Because you can't predict what tomorrow is going to bring.
Right.
Yeah. How do you deal with friends or sometimes even strangers who hear a little bit about you? They may ask you, how do you feel? And you say, I'm feeling tired or I'm not well today. And they launch off into a series of home remedies of one kind or the other, or offer other kinds of suggestions.
I think that some people are well-meaning and just want to help, and they don't know how. And some people have an idea of what might be going on with me. Hearing suggestions about diet or lifestyle changes, or that it can be kind of hard to hear. And so what I've learned is that it's for me not to do that myself to other people. And I may have been guilty of that in the past. Someone who's sick, and then I may suggest, oh, maybe you should take zinc, or maybe you should just different suggestions that I may just try and help.
But they're not necessarily helpful to you. People want to help, but they don't know how to do it. And sometimes just being there is the best remedy.
Yes, and I think that the people who are closest to me are the ones that have really been able to understand and be there for me and just help me through this.